From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Violence has erupted in Nairobi's slum on Saturday morning after incumbent Uhuru Kenyatta was confirmed as the nation's president on Friday. Reuters reporter Scarlett Vitanovich has more.
At least 11 people are believed to have been killed by police, including a young girl in Mathari who a neighbour said was caught by sporadic shots. The opposition on Saturday accused security forces of killing more than 100 people, but the party didn't offer any proof. The unrest is in areas loyal to opposition leader Raila Odinga, whose party is rejecting the results of Tuesday's vote.
Many Kenyans fear a repeat of the violence that followed the 2007 contested election, when about 1,200 people were killed and hundreds of thousands displaced. President Donald Trump on Saturday blamed many sides for the violent clashes between protesters and white supremacists in the city of Charlottesville in Virginia.
The hate and the division must stop, and must stop right now.
Mayor Michael Singer said he was disgusted with the white nationalists that had come to his town and blamed President Trump, saying, quote, "I am not going to make any bones about it. I place the blame for a lot of what you're seeing in America today right on the doorstep of the White House and the people around the president," end quote. At least three people are dead in the clashes. Venezuela's government is rejecting U.S. President Donald Trump's talk of a potential military option to resolve the country's political crisis, calling it the most egregious act of belligerence against Venezuela in a century and a threat to Latin America's stability. This is VOA News.